Granny's Abner, and I believe that's our ring.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the future of Pine Ridge looks far from bright. That is, if there's any basis for the current rumor that if one truck route may be taken away and rerouted through Big Fork. This sheds considerable light on the recent departures from Pine Ridge of several of its farming citizens. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. He's talking on the telephone.
But listen, Earl, I think you ought to think this over a little longer. Yeah, but if all you fellas start moving over to Big Fork, we'll never have a chance in the world of keeping the truck route going through Pine Ridge. Well, Earl, I believe we ought to do everything we can to keep the truck route.
Not a thing you don't want to find.
And then if we don't succeed, there'd be plenty of time to move to Big Fork. Oh, I think you'd still be able to get the place over there. Well, I wish you'd think it over anyway, Earl. Yeah. All right, Earl. Goodbye. Morning, Evan.
Yeah, morning. Was that Earl Pomeroy?
Yeah. He's bound and determined to move, looks like.
Yeah, I hear that Al Potter's thinking about moving away, too, huh?
Al Potter?
That's what I hear.
Hey, how many does that make now?
I don't know. 4 or 5, anyway, that I hear, though.
That's a funny thing about folks. They hear some little rumor, and right away they start getting jittery and do things without hardly thinking what they're doing.
Huh?
You know good and well ain't one of them fellas that actually wants to leave Pine Ridge.
Well, they want to get over there and get located where they'll be on a new truck route. Them farmers depend something awful on them truck to take stuff in the market from.
I know they do, but it ain't actually a fact that the truck route's going to be changed yet.
It ain't.
Of course not. It's just a rumor. Folks ought to find out the facts or something before they go off on a wild goose chase.
Yes, sir, that's just about what it is. You ought to be careful about picking up them rumors, Lum. You ought to find out the facts or something before you believe things like that and then repeat them.
I sure don't.
Yes, sir, you ought to watch that, Lum.
Well, much obliged for the advice.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Proud to help you.
Awful thought of you.
Oh, don't mention it now. Just forget about it, that's all right.
Be glad to forget about it.
Well...
Now, if we're all through with that, I'll go back and tell you how I know they actually ain't decided to change the truck route yet.
Huh?
Dick Huddleston said before they can do that, they have to make a big survey and find out exactly how much trucking business Pine Ridge does and all such as that.
Oh.
That's going to take them some time to figure all that out.
Yeah, but that questionnaire we sent back to them, once they find out from that we ain't doing much business? You wrote down no on every one of them questions, didn't you?
I know, I oughtn't have did that, neither.
Haven't,
huh? No, I already got Dick Huddleston to help me figure it out instead of trying to do it myself.
I believe that'd been a good idea.
But I reckon it's too late to worry about that now. What we got to do is rectify that mistake.
Yeah, we do what to it?
Rectify. Means make up for it.
Oh.
Do something to make it turn out right.
Uh-huh.
I figure that's up to me and you to save Pine Ridge.
I don't know how we're going to do that, Lum, the way they're moving out.
I don't know yet myself. We got to study up something that'll make the business around here increase efforts. Get the phone, Abner. It might have been our ring.
Might have been.
I'm going
to pay no attention.
Might have to start some new business ourselves.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
Well, what'd it be, though?
For the land face, Elizabeth, are you crying again?
On the grocery business, Thatcher's and Forge.
Why, I know Pearl's got her hand satchel all patched and everything now, Elizabeth. We can't make her stay home. Well, now, listen, Elizabeth, stop crying. The mail hack's going to be there any minute now to pick Pearl up, so just calm yourself down. Elizabeth, we've been all through this once today. No, there ain't no use arguing now. Everything's all set. Yeah, well... Uh-huh. All right, honey. Goodbye.
What's the matter? You upset on account of little Pearl leaving today?
Yeah, she just cried all over the place this morning before I left.
Hmm.
Thought I never would get her calmed down.
Well, don't you want Pearl to go to that nursery school?
I reckon not. She was all right till this morning. Then she got to thinking that little Pearl was actually going to leave today, and she just busted right out crying something terrible.
Huh.
I don't know what makes women folks do that.
They puddle up at the least little thing.
Fine, they got little Pearl to crying too. Sound like a bunch of calves in that house this morning.
Oh, women folks will do it every time. Just tricks me and you, I believe they must enjoy that. I saw them crying at weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah, they must. Amount of time they spend doing it. I know I don't get no enjoyment out of it, though.
Well, men folks is made out of different stuff than women folks is. Men are way on a more sensible.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no doubt about that. We got a heap more sense, yeah.
Fact is, there's just one thing that men don't understand very good, and that's women.
No.
That's the main reason I never got married, I think.
Yeah, when all that boiling gets started around the place, I get to wishing I'd had sense enough to stay a thing where back should have liked you long.
I wouldn't say that.
I do.
Sound nice.
Well, it might not.
Is Pearl riding as far as the county seat on the mail has?
Yeah. Old John's picking both her and Thelma up at home.
Mm.
Then he's going to stop by the store a second so I can say goodbye to him.
No. And they're taking the train from the county seat. Huh?
Yeah. And now there's another thing Elizabeth got to worry about. That train ride of all things.
Worrying?
Why, she just might die short. Little Pearl's going to fall off of the train.
Fall off of the train?
Why, sure. Scared little Pearl and threw her out the window or something. Oh, it's chilling.
For goodness sake, chilliest one thing I ever heard of.
Why, of course it is. But that Elizabeth can study up more things to worry herself about than the one human I ever knowed.
Well, you find the generality of women's like that, Edmund. Men are different, I've always said that.
Well, I'm just proud I'm a fella, I know that. Never catch me going around blubbering over little old things like that.
No, we'd never get nothing done if we done that.
My course.
For instance, what would happen to Pine Ridge now if we just sit down here and started crying instead of trying to figure out some way to save it?
No, I mean, I don't know what would become of it. Nothing, I reckon.
Ever, can you think of any new business we might start up?
New business.
Yeah, something that would need a lot of truck hauling and one sort and another.
Oh, let's see, new business.
Something where we'd need to hire a lot of hands.
Yeah.
That might encourage fellas from other communities to move here. That'd give us a bigger population, and everybody's business here would pick up.
Sounds like a good idea. When do we start it?
Wait, we ain't thought up no new business yet.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Ought to have that first, I reckon, yeah.
Be good if we could think of something that the government needs.
Government.
Yeah, maybe we'd get some backing from them.
Oh, let's see. How about setting up a little shop to make postage stamps, Lum? The government needs a lot of them to sell to the post offices, don't they?
But that's illegal, I think.
Oh. How about a place to write up them questionnaires? They use a heap of them. I know that. We get them all the time.
No, that ain't the sort of business I had in mind. Answer the phone, man.
Oh, yes.
We need something that has to haul a lot of
stuff. Hello, jot them down to... Now, Elizabeth, stop that crying. Well, I can't understand nothing you're saying, blubbering that away. What? I can't get a single word. Only she's going to flood the place if she ain't careful. Huh?
You're taking
it. Oh, howdy, Miss Barton. Elizabeth was trying to tell me. What? Oh, well, the girl's ought to be here any second then. You want me to tell Velma what? What? Can't understand you. Oh, for the land's sake. Now Miss Barton's blubbering too.
Swanjee, she's carrying on.
Ought to be a law again, women folks, I believe, huh? They make me sick and tired acting that way.
Well, that's just the nature of them, a tender hearted, you know. Mm-hmm. All you can do is just overlook it. More to be pitied than censored, I've always said that.
Yeah, well, she said they done left her. I reckon I better get on out and roll. If old John won't stop the mail hack, once he gets it going, he hates to stop that.
Yeah, well, just a minute, Abner, I'll go with you. I'd like to say goodbye to the girls, too.
Yeah, come along, Mom. They want to see you.
Wait a minute, though. I believe I'll fix up a couple of bags of candy for them to take along.
Well, hurry up now. Miss Barton said the mail has been there and left already, you know. And old John won't stop here but a half a second. You know him.
You reckon they'd like gumdrops or peanut clusters? Or I guess I just mix them up.
I told you they had to come, Mom. Come on, hurry up.
Well, go on out and shop them. I'll be right out.
Yeah, all right. hurry, though.
Jack, blame that phone. It would ring right now.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Lon Edwards talking. Mom? Oh, what is it, Miss Barton? The girls forgot what? Well, try and talk a little plainer, Miss Barton. Well, just stop crying for a second. Yeah, it's better. Now, what was the girls forgot? Oh, their overshoes. Well, just a minute. I'll go out and tell them. Wait a minute. The mail hack's pulling out already. Well, don't worry, Miss Barton. You can put them in a box and mail them to the girls. Of course you can. All right, Miss Barton. Good luck. I think old John was sure in a hurry. Thinks he has to get that mail hat to the county seat at a certain time or the whole post office system will fall to pieces. Well, did you say goodbye to him all right, Abner?
Yeah.
I hope you said goodbye for me, too.
Uh-huh.
Sorry I didn't get to give him the candy.
Yeah, let's see now. He's trying to study up a new business to save finally, isn't it? Let's see.
Yeah.
New business. How about if we was to take up,
Abner?
Huh?
Go ahead and try, Abner. I don't care. Fact is, I feel sort of like it myself.
Logan's lost. You don't rank a little pearl at your will fall off that train, do you?